What up, man? It's your boy Darrell Johnson, man. Checking back in. You guys, it is almost time that I'm releasing my first published book. Okay, this is big for me. Regardless if you know me, if you don't know me, I've been running my business for about 3 years now. Officially my business, I think about 3 years now, 4 years. Before that, I was an intern. You know, I was helping other people with what they were doing, build their brands and monetize what they had going on, making sales for them. But this past couple, I would say like last year is when I got like really focused on just building my business and trying to get income to quit my job. You know, the other times I was like, you know what, during my internship, even when I was getting paid to just you know, to add content to websites and stuff like that, after my internship, I was still managing, you know, I was still trying to go to a job and work, have something on the side, you know, be part-time with it. You know, I was the responsible type. Like I wasn't perfect, but I knew like I always needed to have a job. Like that was never no issue with me on getting no job, you know? So I want to let people know that right now, like I've never had an issue on getting a job. Like if I had to get a job, I would get one. You feel me? I would provide for myself and I would use that money to invest into my business. But I've already done that. I've already been through those stages. I've already seen how it is. I know what side you'll end up on if you continue to keep doing that, because I'm 25 years old. A lot of people are, you know, probably still young, 19, but I know the perception that you're going to have on yourself if you constantly do stuff that you're not passionate about, if you're doing stuff that you're not, that's not actually fueling you to be productive in your own life. Like I was going to work and I was like getting off, going to sleep and just waking up. I remember times I go to work, I get off and I just go straight to sleep, wake up and go right back to work. I just wasn't passionate, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I also had a skill set of things that I was doing on the side as far as like doing web development, doing marketing, you know, social media marketing, making sales, you know, customer service. I had something going on with one of my partners that I did I was in an internship with him for like maybe 4 years, you know what I'm saying? I started to get paid from that internship. It was different opportunities that I can get paid from. So while I was doing that, I was still trying to balance working a job, still trying to balance, you know, this entrepreneur side of me, you know, because everything I looked at when I was doing my internship, I was like, this is going to benefit my business one day. This is what's going to be my skill set. Even though I'm doing this for somebody else, this knowledge that I'm taking from all of this, I'm applying it to my own business. You know, I'm going home and I'm studying stuff on my own time. I'm not just waiting to get to the building I'm doing an internship for, you know, just to be in learn mode. I'm learning outside of that. So I can say like 4 or 5 years, about 4 years I was doing an internship and I started to, you know, leave my job. I started to take the role of like, you know what, I have to leave my job now. You know, I can't be working here. I can't be two people at one time. That was just me. That's how I felt. I can't be this guy that's trying to be big on the internet, speaking passionately, you know, trying to motivate people to you know, get their dreams and as well minds. But then I'm going back to a place where I know they're not paying me. I know that they don't really value me. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll fire me anytime I come late. They threatening me, you know, telling me, you know, you have to be here and not even working with my schedule. But I've had jobs that like work with my schedule and stuff. I don't want to just say I had bad jobs, but it just wasn't providing that financial freedom for me. You know what I'm saying? I knew it wasn't, you know, and maybe a job is not meant for that. But sorry, like I look at like if you're going to be doing something every single day and you're going to be working for it, you should just be working for yourself. You don't know how much money you can get when you work for yourself, because you're the one that's controlling how much you're getting paid. So if you say that I'm going to make $5,000 and I'm going to sell products that add up to me getting paid $5,000, you control that. But if you had a job and y'all selling products that, you know, every single night y'all making $10,000 in sales off of whatever y'all doing, you just getting that same salary and that same budget. You know what I'm saying? There's room for opportunities for promotion. But the type of jobs that I'm talking about, this the type of book that I'm the people I'm speaking to in this book have low paying jobs, 9-to-5s, working at fast food places, working at grocery stores, working at clothing stores. And not that they just work in there, but they hate working there. Every day they're telling me that, you know, I want to find out how to make money on Instagram and, you know, be a full-time entrepreneur myself. Like, I want to, you know, build my brand and build my legacy. You feel me? Like, it's not just about, you know, having a business with these people. A lot of people want to start their legacy. You know, they want to start leaving a mark on in the world, you know? So that was the same as me. You know, that's why I took the initiative to start building my brand on social media, because I'm like, look, I have to start doing what I want to do. You feel me? At a point in time, like, why am I here if I can't wake up and do what I want to do? You feel me? Like, I have breath in my body. I have a brain. I'm constantly developing. I'm getting smarter. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing other people do stuff that I want to do. So I couldn't just no longer sit at my job and just act like I didn't have the same opportunities as other people. I just needed to figure it out. I needed to take a risk. I needed to see what this life was like when you don't have a job and what it's like to just only make money from your business. So, you know, skipping it further, you know, when it came down to just quitting my job and stuff, man, it was just like, you know what? You know, I can't do it no more. You know, like, it was just like a decision, you know, like, yes or no. And I said no. You know, this is it. I made a real decision to never work a job again. And I'm just talking about those low-paying jobs. I'm talking about, like, the low-paying jobs, the jobs that I feel like. But really, me, I just made a decision in general not to work a job. Like, I didn't want to work for somebody else. Like, we can do partnerships. You can pay me, send me an invoice. And, you know, if you want to look at it as I work for you then, that's cool. But to just be in somebody's building, wearing their uniforms, clocking in for them in their business every day, making money for their business, that's not what I was. I'm not interested in that no more. So when I made the decision to just quit and just be like fully done, it was a real big decision for me, because number one, I was in between my living situation. You feel me? Mom's telling me that, you know, you gotta have your own place, you gotta have an apartment and stuff. And I already had a place in an apartment, but due to a lot of things that was happening with current jobs and the schedule and them cutting my hours, and, you know, it just wasn't room for me to grow into that, to have my own place, to have my own car, to have be taking care of the lady that I'm with, to be providing food for me. And if I did have a family, to be looking fresh every day, I didn't have that. All I had was my mindset. All I had was the stuff that I learned in my business. And all I had was getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. You feel me? Like, and mind this, I'm not perfect. So, you know, I'm probably like 19 through 22, 23 during this process. So I'm still finding myself. I'm still trying to learn how to balance, you know, being responsible and how to handle money and stuff. So on top of that, it's like, you know, my mindset, you know, it's not even about just having a skill set and having a job and working for myself. It's about my mindset. So once I realized those two things, like, yo, I have to work on my skill set to be a full-time business owner, and I got to work on my mindset, you know, because I have to be able to start managing my time and managing my money correctly. When we made the decision to quit the job, and when I say we, I say it was me and my brother, you know, we're like business partners, but we have our own companies now. So it's structured to where, like, we have our own clientele. But we help each other, you know, throughout the whole process of, like, you know, people want to pay for social media and stuff. I help my brother, you know, I send out invoices, you know, he's getting on the phone with him. But we're operating from two different entities. But at the same time, that's family. So we really operate from one. But we branding that to the world that we two companies. We decided that, you know what? We've been through this whole process of having a job and working and paying off an apartment. We've been through that, man. And it just wasn't something we was interested in at the time, because number one, I didn't see any room. I didn't see any money left over to invest into the business. So I knew, like, it was going to be a good 6-7 months. I'm going to have to just grind, and I'm going to have to just work this job and sacrifice who I really am and who I really want to be for this job and for this apartment, really, because the apartment was going, you know, that's consistent. Like, you got to pay that every single month. You got to pay those lights every single month. You got to pay for food every single month. So the job that I was at, I didn't see an income coming from that. You know, even my skill set at the time of what I've learned outside of that, my internship, I wasn't really using that to make money by myself, like to just fully make money from my business and my brand. I didn't know how to do it. I was doing it for other people, but I didn't know how to actually like have my own clients and people just paying me. Sorry. Get some water. So, me knowing that, you know, me knowing that I have to work on my skill set, my mindset, figure out this full-time stuff of being just a business owner, entrepreneur, I took a risk. You know, me and my brother, we end up getting a co-working space. And a co-working space is a place, a building that has offices in it, but it has a co-working space where it's an open area, has desk, has a coffee bar, has snacks, all of that. You can be there 24 hours. And we decided, like, you know what? We're going to sleep here. You know, we're going to work. We're going to wake up, handle our work, you know, do that. But when it's time to sleep, we're going to pay this $250 a month. Each of us $250 to have these co-working memberships, and we just going to work from there. And we was doing that for about 6 months. So when, really, I consider that, because my mom, she'll let us come over there sometimes. You know, my brother got kids, so, he, you know, he don't have a place to really just lay his head all the way, you know, for his kids. At that time, we didn't have an apartment. So it's just like my mama let him come over there and see the kids, and we'll stay over for the weekend. But for the most part, we was homeless. You know what I'm saying? Like, while everybody would go home in the building, we would be the ones that's still there, still working. You know, people was looking at us like we was, you know, some people that's like just staying at the place and not doing nothing. I know they was like, you don't have to tell me. I can feel the energy. I can see it. They was looking at us like we wasn't working. But truth of the matter is, we was waking up at 6. We would stand up to like 3 o'clock in the morning, back up. You feel me? Like, it was no go home at 9 o'clock, sleep, you know. You'd watch some TV. It was just like wake up, work, back to sleep, wake up, work. Like, we're in our workplace. So that's when things started taking a lift off for us. You know what I'm saying? We started to make money from our business, from the things that I put into this book. And this whole conversation right here is just about this book, because this book has changed my life. The things that are inside of this book has changed my life. So regardless if people feel like, you know, this is $100, I'm not going to get no value from it just because it's $100. That's a lie. You feel me? Because I have experiences. I have a system in here that's allowing me to make money right now. And for me to have this confidence to not even work a job again, I have so many like visions and ideas just off of all of these, the stuff in this system that I have in my book. You know, like, obviously I still need to work on my mindset. I still need to become a more responsible person. I'm not perfect. I don't even want people to think that, but I have mastered social media to the point where I can make money from my brand, from my business, my face, my name. You know, I don't have to compromise. I don't need to be this super professional dude. All I need to do is wake up every single day and be myself. You feel me? And I have a product that's personal, that aligns to me, that it's like I have no choice but to sell, you know, because people are not buying me. They're not buying my products. They're buying me. They're buying the person that is behind the product. That's marketing. That takes a special type of marketing. Now, a lot of people, they may not put their special type of marketing in the book. You know, me, I put that in a book. You know, I decided to say, you know what? I want people to learn this. I want people to be inspired by this and hopefully make money. And, you know, hopefully they can use this book to get out of the situation they in, and which you are, you know, because I am. And if you can take these 5 chapters and you can apply these to your life, you definitely can come out on the other side. And you're going to see more gold. You're going to see more blessings from God. You're going to see things start to happen. And you're going to have to adjust yourself. You're going to have to be like, you know, hold on. Like, you know, wait a minute. Like, there's opportunity for me because I have Instagram. I have this app that allows me to be in front of thousands of people each and every single day. And now that you read this book, you had a skill set to be prepared, you know, to wake up and approach these people every single day. You had a skill set. You know that now. So I'm very confident on, if you know that and you have the things that I've learned in this book, that you can, you know, make at least $10,000 within this year just off of your business, you know, and that's you just like, you know, being fresh off the book. I just feel like you can make $1,000 a week just fresh information off of this book. But of course, you got to master your brand. You got to master, you know, how you appear to the world and what type of products you have. But you know, once you read this, you'll be able to develop a full-time mindset, and you won't be able to, you won't just be like, I'm just waking up, you know, depending on the check. You want to be dependent on your brand and your business to pay you. And that's the feeling that you want. You don't want to be dependent on, let me work 9 to 5 over here at this job. You want to be dependent on, let me work 9 to 5 for myself and see how much money I can make today. So without keeping this too much longer, that's what this book is about. There's other things that's in my story that I put in here that I won't share on this podcast, because I need you to understand that I am trying to monetize my brand. So this is the way that I'm going to really monetize for this year. And I honestly feel like making this $100 is going to give me that attention. It's going to put that pressure on me to have real people look at my work and see if, you know, this is bull, or is this like, oh man, this really helped me. I want those. I want people to be like, man, this is trash. I want that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't worth $100. But I know, I'm confident that once you get it, once you read the whole thing, you're going to be like, man, you know what? This is the best $100 I've spent. Matter of fact, you're going to probably spend another $100 with me and get a consultation. And then you're probably going to spend another $100 with me to have me do things within your business and start helping you and be like a little coach. You may do that. That's just how confident I am. So, you know, people are going to think about the $100, but I'm thinking about the $300. Like, because once you read this, you're going to be like, I need to talk. We need to have a talk. We need to have a talk. You know what I'm saying? It's things that I need to know. I need to know more information on, you know, how are you using this today? You know, in chapter 2, how are you using your appearance to really make these sales? You know what I'm saying? Because I put information in the book on how you can do it, but it's always going to be realer if me and you can have a one-on-one conversation and I can honestly tell you about your business and tell you about your brand and what you're doing wrong and what you're not doing wrong. And, you know, and then we can take it from real life from there. We can start, boom, making money every day. You make a 60, bam, sending out invoices, you know, quitting your job, making $1,000 a week. And you just like, man, I'm done. I'm done. Feel me? Like, I'm staying at home. I'm working from the crib. I'm going to get my office. I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to feel that because I felt that. And but only thing that the difference between me and you is that I just took more risks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've took more risks for things. And this was a big risk for me to be in this position. And when you read this book, you'll see, like, what position I'm really in right now and what type of risk I really had to take just to learn all of this knowledge and then put this in a book and sell it to you. There's so much stuff that I had to go through. So I appreciate you guys, anybody in advance that's even thinking about purchasing this for $100, because y'all just don't know the things that I had to go through. And, you know, when you do read the book, and if you do decide to purchase a consultation with me, we'll be able to use my story and the things that I know to add fruit to your life, to add blessings to your life. You know, all these blessings that I've gotten from God, I hope that you in a way better position than I was when I started to trying to be full time. I hope that you got a car. I hope that you got a place to stay. I hope that you got a consistent income coming in. So when you decide to leave your job, it's not like, oh, well, you know, you ain't got nothing. You know, when I did it, I just did it. I ain't have nothing. I was just like, man, I'm done. But a lot of you guys don't have to do that. But you can, but you're going to have to do that. It's going to come that day. Like, I literally gave myself a deadline. I was like, yo, I got a deadline now. Like, I'm going to quit my job on this day. When I gave myself that deadline, and it wasn't no deadline like 2 years, 5 years from now. It was a deadline like in 3 weeks. This day, I'm quitting my job. I'm done. Eventually, you're going to have to give yourself that deadline when you read a book like this. Okay, that's going to be one of the things that I want you to do. Give yourself a deadline. You know, you don't have to do it the way that I did it. Like, just boom, like, oh, 3 weeks. Like, you can give yourself a deadline of 3 months. Oh, I'm going to stack this much, and then boom, I'm going to just start to use this information, monetize my brand, make sales. Boom, like that. You know what I'm saying? But I want to give you my story, and I want to let you know, like, this information really helped my story. It helped me go through things and get through things that I never thought that I would even get through. So it's your boy, Darrell, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to this episode, and I hope you guys purchase my book. It's called Activated. It will be in stores very soon. I think I'm going to take the approach. I don't know if I'm going to put it on Amazon, but I think that I'm going to put it on just a platform where it's like I'm getting a bigger percentage, because I'm not with, you know, these companies trying to take percentages and all of this stuff out of my art and what I'm doing. So I may just take the approach of just being independent with it, find somebody that allows that allows you to purchase the downloads or, you know, ships it out to you. And it's just like a really low rate. It's not something crazy, because y'all had no, nobody had no, they had no, how can I say, I'm tripping. Like they had no say so within this creativity. Nobody's had no say so. Versus only the person that will is like, okay, somebody's editing it, but nobody wrote this book for me. Nobody designed the cover and gave me ideas on the cover. I came up with that by myself. So I just feel like, you know, I do deserve 100%, but I know how the game works. You gotta give some type of, percentages. It's always gonna be fees, but I just want to make sure it's not nothing that's going past 80%. You feel me? Like I want 80% of the profit. So appreciate you guys, man. Tap in with me, and I'll see you on the next podcast.